born again, born to win. I'm the son of the Most High God, born again, born to win. I'm the son of the King, I'm new creation, washed in His blood, had a transformation, living in the power of God. Born again, born to win. I'm the son of the Most High God. Born again, born to win. I'm the son of the King. I'm new creation, washed in His blood, had a transformation, living in the power of God. Born again, born to win. I'm the son of the Most High God. Born again, born to win. I'm the son of the King. I'm new creation, washed in His blood, had a transformation, living in the power of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Thank you. He wants to sing me the second one. Yeah. Today, I'm happy today in Jesus Christ. I'm happy today. He has taken all my sins away. And that's why I'm happy today. I'm dancing today. I'm dancing today in Jesus Christ. I'm dancing today. He has taken all my sins away. And that's why I'm dancing today. Some people are not dancing. I don't know why. If you are angry with me, it's okay. Okay, come on. Jesus, day after day, I live for Jesus. Let come on me, the Holy Spirit. I will obey. I live for Jesus day after day. I live for Jesus day after day. I live for Jesus. Let come on me the Holy Spirit. I will obey. I live for Jesus day after day. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Ora bashanda la la ora ma. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come bless the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, who stand by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hand in the holy place. Come bless the Lord. Come bless the Lord. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Come bless the Lord. Come bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. Lord Abashankaraba, Holy Spirit, Lord, we welcome you. Uriyankaralaba, hallelujah. Father, I come to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for this time. Lord, move among us, Lord. I bind all the religious spirits in the name of Jesus Christ. Or our religious spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, you move among us, Lord. Lead us, Lord. And teach us, Lord. And speak to us, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. This morning, I have a small message deep down from my heart. That is, I can title it, The Power of Prayer. That's the one I'm going to speak to you this morning. When I went to Maryville, Tennessee, that's a fellowship down there, William Blount Fellowship, I went to the pastor's house. In the pastor's house, when you see, you know, just entered into the house, on the doorpost, it was said, when I die, bury me at the Walmart. So that my wife can visit me every day. See, that's the one I saw, that one. So I think the ladies will shop till they drop. That's what they say. I don't know. Because, you know, Indian ladies, they are not doing that. Because my wife is here. You know, I should be very careful with that. You know. This morning, could you please read with me from the 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 1. So here, Elijah was a man. He was a man of prayer. James chapter 5, verse 17 and 18, please. James, the book of James, chapter 5, verses 17 and 18. You need some time? Yes. Yeah, please. Read. Yeah. Got it? Elijah was a man. Yes, please read.
Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth produced its fruit.
So Elijah was a man. When he prayed, God answered the prayer. What is the difference between Elijah and me, or I can say, what is the difference between your prayer and the prayer of Elijah? When I read that passage, God gave me 4 insights in the prayer of the prayer life of Elijah. The first one, he said, I was standing before my God. He was standing before my God. That means he was standing before God and he calls him by the name Father. You know, when we pray, Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. That means he is our Father. You know,
In India, I have already told you, 300 more million gods. But we cannot call them as Father. But here he says, my Father which art in heaven. That means we have to, you know, be a member of the family. Now this is a family, New Wine Fellowship family. 2 years ago when I came here to Houston, the immigration, when they see the invitation from our pastor, that is New Wine Fellowship, then the immigration officer asked me, what is this new wine? You are drinking wine in the fellowship? I said, no, that name of the fellowship is New Wine. See? So when I come here, we have so many things going on. I was born in a nominal Christian family. Can you follow me? Nominal Christian? Do you know what I mean? That's, you know, we say we are Christians, but we have no fellowship with Him. That I was not yet born again. My mom was a so-called Christian. She was attending a Methodist church, but she was not born again. My father, he was a Hindu man. His name is Shalaya Pandian. That's why my name, if you look at my passport, you cannot even read that one. The immigration people, they'll say, what is this man? Shalaya Pandian Balasingha Raja Pandian. You know, my father gave a long name like that, thinking that I will grow taller, but I can't make it. So I cut it into Balasingha, you know, 3 foot tall. So I make it that way. So my father and the forefathers, they were all Hindus. Even in my town, hometown, we have our own family god. That's why they have many more million gods. And my father married a Methodist woman, changed only his name, that's all. But he was not born again. So 25 long years, I was not a born-again man. If you read John's Gospel, chapter 9, verse 25, I was a blind man, now I am able to see. That was my old story. I was a blind man to the Gospel, even though they gave me a Christian background. I used to go to the church, I used to read the Bible, but I don't know how to pray to God. See? I don't know how to pray. I don't know how to read the Word. Only in a year time, maybe 3 times, 4 times to the Methodist Church. I studied in the Christian University in Madras, that is our capital city. I earned my postgraduate degree there. Then I turned out to be a lecturer or a professor in one of the colleges in the University of Madras. Till then, I was not born again. But, you know, our Lord Jesus Christ, He had an eternal plan. You know, I didn't go after my God. That is a speciality of our Lord Jesus Christ. In India, the people, they want to see their God. So they travel from south to north. They call it Kailash. They want to see their God. But here, we worship a wonderful God. He is coming after me. I was not after Him. He was after me for 25 long years. When Adam failed, Adam was behind the trees. He was not seeking God. But God was there. He came down and called Adam, where art thou, Adam? The same way, I was not after Him. But He came after me 25 long years. And He called me in the year 1969 in a meeting. A man from Australia, his name is George Francis. He came down to our town. And he had a gospel crusade. I was there for 4 days. The first day he preached the gospel. Then I said, I am a Christian. I am a member of Methodist Church. I don't want Christ. I know him. I thought like that. I was not born again. The second day, to make it short, on the fourth day, he was preaching from Revelation chapter 20, verses 12 and 13. And he said, young man, if your name is not written in the book of life, you will be cast into the lake of fire. You know? Then the word became alive. It is not the preaching. The word of God became alive and it spoke to me. On that day, I knelt down before God. As you read in Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10, we have to confess it with our mouth and believe in our heart that our God is raised from death, then you will be saved. So I don't know those words, but on that day, the first day, I knelt down before God. That was the first day. In the year 1969, in the month of November, I just knelt before God. The preacher stopped preaching. He was praying for all the people. The Holy Spirit was just moving the whole thing. He was moving around. It was like a fire. Then I prayed. I tell you one thing. When I was praying, our Lord Jesus Christ, he was standing there. I was just crying unto the Lord, Lord, forgive me. I was crying to him. And the speciality, the another speciality I can tell you, he called me by name. And he said, Bala Singh, why don't you preach the gospel? You know, he called me by name. We call, 300 more million gods in India, but those gods didn't answer me. But here there is a God, there is the prayer answering God. He stood before me and called me by name. And I said, I cannot preach the gospel. And God said, why? Why you cannot preach the gospel? I am the one calling you. I am the one going to send you to preach the gospel. Why you cannot preach the gospel? Because at the age of 20, nobody knows I was an alcoholic. Even though I was a professor, daytime, I was a professor in the university. But in the nighttime, I was acting, I was singing for the devil. So what is the outcome? The wages of sin is death. So the whole intestine, my whole system was really completely destroyed. I was just, the blood will come out. When I cough, the blood will come out like a water. I cannot, preach or teach like this. If I say anything, there will be a cough. Then after the cough, the blood will come out. And I went to the doctor. And the doctors, they said, you have to count your days. But I tell you this morning, the doctors are not having the last word. See? They are not our God. But when I said, Lord, you have to heal me, then I can preach the gospel. On that day, Lord, heal me. I am living today preaching the gospel for 36 years because why? He is a prayer answering God. We are worshiping a prayer answering God. I am standing before that living God. He's not a dead God that we worship in India. He's a living God. And from that day, I preached the gospel for the past 36 years. So the prayer means the first ingredient that we must be born again. Then only we can call him as our Father. Then the Father can answer to the children. I have three children. My first older daughter, she's a pastoring a church. She's a wife of Assemblies of God pastor. She lives 4 hours from our capital city, Chennai. She's a born-again, spirit-filled, deliverance girl. She's working for the Lord. Why? Because I'm born again. I'm born, you know, into the family of God. So I'm able to lead my family. It's not saying I'm a member of a church. I'm not talking about any membership. I'm talking about born-again experience. The first thing is first. Born-again experience. So I can call him as my father in heaven. And also, after, you know, I have become a child of God, I have all the power. Because, you know, you said these signs will follow. I'll tell you one incident. One of, in our orphanage, a Hindu man came to my fellowship, came to the orphanage. That's in northern part of India. He was a Hindu fellow. He wants a job. So he was asked to fix the meal for the children. And the midweek, the pastor, I'm not the one, one of our co-worker, he's a pastor there. And he preached about the Lord Jesus Christ, that that His blood is able to cleanse all your sin, that He's the only true God and the living God. On the Friday, they had the prayer meeting for the sick people, the healing, you know, all the thing, healing and deliverance. On the Friday meeting, he was there. And he looked at the people, those who have come with the sickness. When the pastor prayed over them, they made whole. On Sunday morning, the pastor preached about the salvation. Sunday morning, he accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as his personal Savior. You know, he immediately, the faith, you know, just was stirred up in his spirit. He got up. And he wants to testify what God has done to him because he was worshiping all those demons. Now he is a born again child. He was a new child in the Lord. And the pastor was talking about raising the dead people, raising the sick people like that. So he got faith. So in the evening, I'm not telling any story. What happens in India, I'm telling you the truth. In the evening, there is a hospital just in front of the fellowship. He went to the hospital. There was a Hindu man. That man was lying down for 4 years. 4 years he was lying down. You know, he cannot move his leg or he cannot move his hand. He was just like a banana, just lying down. And this fellow, and he just went there and shared the gospel. And he said, Jesus is the way, the truth and the life. And Jesus is the only true God. If you renounce all other Hindu God, I can pray for you. See, the man was hopeless. Nobody can help him. He spent a lot of money. He was lying down, you know, without any hope for 4 years. But there is a good news for him. Someone God has sent him. This fellow is only a one day believer. He knows his authority. He knows his power. And he had the compassion. And he approached that man. And he said, if you can accept Jesus Christ, I'm going to pray for you. And he said, I want to accept Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. Then the fellow, even though he was only a cook, he's not a learned person. He doesn't know how to read and write. But he can say something in our language. Then he prayed over him. You know what happened? Immediately that fellow, you know, put everything. He drew back all the tubes out. And he was immediately healed by the grace of God. And the fellow went out of the hospital. Why? Because one believer, he knows that that God will answer his prayer. That's why when pastor was praying for the children, he said, how many of you believe when we lay hand on the sick people, they shall may recover? See, You have the power, and that's what I want to tell you this morning. You have the power and authority, but you don't know the value of that. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the blood of Jesus even today. But you have to release it by faith. It's not only in India. God can do it even in America. See, today, I want to encourage you. You are standing before a living God. You can call Him as your daddy. So, my daddy is in heaven. That means I belong to that family. Then the second ingredient in his prayer, 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 36. The book of 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 36.
And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God of Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word.
Yes. Thank you. Here, the second ingredient in the prayer of Elijah, I see, our God is a promise-keeping God. How many of you believe that? He says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. He's a promise-keeping God. That's why he said, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. See, he called like that. Why? Because he will keep his promises. Whenever we have a need, we have a spiritual need, we have a lot of problem with the demons, you know. When we have a need, when we call on His name, the name of all other name, God has given the name of all other name. When you say Jesus, every knee shall bow, and you know we'll say that Jesus is God our Lord. He's a Lord of Lord and God of God. I can say the King of King, the King of, you know, the peace I can say. So He can keep the promises. He will always keep the promises. You know, in the same way, in Gujarat, we have a fellowship down there. It's one of the states in India. We have more than 28 states and 10 union government there. 1.5 billion people living there with the 1,300 dialects there. In Gujarat, one of the states, we have a fellowship. It's a very small fellowship. As my son says, people wants to go to a big, large fellowship. Instead of that, where the Spirit of God is moving, we want to go and worship our God. And in that fellowship, there is a lady. She's a very poor lady. And the husband is only a daily worker. We call it daily wage man. He earns only every day $3 or $4 a day after 8 hours of work. He's a very poor man. The poor family. They have one son and two daughters. One day it so happened, the father, he went on some mission work, some kind of work outside his town. And this boy, he's only about, I think, 12 or 10. At that time he was about 8 or something like that. He was about 8 years old boy. He went into the lake and the boys were all swimming there. Somehow, it so happened, I don't know how, he went inside the water and he just buried inside the mud. He was inside and he passed away there. And the children, they just called out for help. Then the village people, they rushed in, they jumped inside the lake and found the body. They brought the body out. Now, they brought the body in the evening. It about, say about 5 or 6 o'clock in the evening, they brought the body into the fellowship, into their home. The whole village was about 2,000 to 5,000 people were living there. The whole village assembled there to bury the boy. It's a Hindu village. They don't know what to do with the boy. But the lady said, I'm going to wait for my husband. Let him come. Then we will bury the boy. Then they waited for a long time. It was getting long in the dark. It was about 8 o'clock in the evening. They all said, we will do it tomorrow. Then all left. Here there's a poor lady. She's not even, how to read and write. She was a poor lady. But she remembered one word. God said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Then she thought about that word. My God is a promise-keeping God. Why can't I pray to my God? If they say He is a living God, now I am going to pray. That lady got that faith. And she prayed. The two daughters. That's the only congregation she had. And she prayed over the dead boy. She was praying till God answered the prayer. She was praying 1 hour, 2 hours, nothing happened. But in the middle of the night, he was praying, God, I don't know anything in the world. I don't know how to pray. But I know only one thing. You are a promise-keeping God. You said you will never leave me, nor forsake me, Lord. Now you answer my prayer. At 12 o'clock in the middle of the night, the boy woke up. He opened his eyes and said, Mama, I want to eat. Immediately, the mama gave some food. They were all so happy. In the morning, what happened? It's not a story. I'm telling you, if you come to India, I can show the boy in the orphanage. In the morning, the whole village come there. They came there to bury the boy. Where is the boy? We want to bury him. But the boy was standing in the doorpost. And immediately, the Spirit of God moved among the people. Nearly 2,000 people accept the Lord Jesus Christ. See, He is a promise-keeping God. See, we don't know the value of that one. Because we live in a Christian atmosphere, the comfortable zone that we are living in. So we don't take the value and the power in the name of Jesus Christ. Then the third ingredient, the First King, chapter 18, verses 42 and 43. 1 King chapter 18, verses 42 and 43.
So Ahab went up to eat and to drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel. And he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees and said to his servants, Go up now, look toward the sea. And he went up and looked and said, There is nothing. And he said, Go again 7 times.
Now the third ingredient I can say, our God expects us, that He always expects us to talk to Him. I have my son is living in San Antonio. Every week he will call me home. When he calls home, we were so happy to hear his word. 2 years, nearly 2 years, I couldn't see him. But now we are happy as me and my wife to stay with him another 3-4 months along with him. Why? Because my son was talking to me through the phone. In the same way, here, God expects us. In the same way William Carey said, expect great things from God and attempt great things for God. Here Elijah, he prayed with expectation that God will answer his prayer. Sometimes we pray, but we don't expect. We want to see that. We want to see that. That's why we are not able to see it. But, by faith we have to say that God will answer my prayer. When we ask in His name. So I can tell you, He's always expecting us to stand before Him. So pray with expectation that God will answer. I am a child of God. So in the same way, we were preaching the gospel in a village. All the villages will have the Hindu temples. You have seen one there in the picture. That is a Kali. Everywhere you go in any of the village, that is a guardian. We can say guardian. They call it guardian angel, but we call it the guardian demon standing there with all these things. Very big statue there. And here there is a. We were preaching in a village about the Lord Jesus Christ. It so happened, one of the Hindu priests, he's a Brahmin. In India, Brahmins are the priests to the idols. They belong to the high caste. We belong to the middle caste. And the village people belong to the low caste. So we were preaching in the village. The people were just hearing about the Lord Jesus Christ. And we were preaching about the goodness, good news about the Lord. That Jesus is only God. He died on the cross 2,000 years ago for your sin like that. So he was there. When we preached the gospel, then we prayed for the sick people. Then after that, we prayed for that. The fellow was there. And we had some pictures and some brochures, some tracts about the Lord Jesus Christ. We distributed among the people. Then the Hindu priest got that brochure with the picture of our Lord Jesus Christ. He went back home. And he had a prayer room. He prayed to all the demon picture there. He placed our Lord's picture in one of the center of that room. And one day it so happened. See, our God is a miraculous God. He had a way of reaching the people through the gospel. So he didn't seek after him. I didn't seek after him. But he had an eternal plan to save that Brahmin man. So one day he was so sick and tired of the religion. Today in India, they are sick and tired of the religion. That's why when we introduce our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for them in the name of Jesus, they are getting healed, they are getting delivered, so they accept Jesus Christ. So this fellow was sick and tired of the religion. One day he said, if all these gods are true God, I am going to pray. Every day he will offer a small thing, you know, put it in the fire. That's like an incense to God. He'll take it in his hand and said, now I'm going to pray to all these gods. Let them answer me with the now I'm going to pray. If they are true God, let them answer me. He went to Shiva, that's his chief God. Then to the elephant God, monkey God, all types of God. And no God answered him. No demon answered him. I won't say God. No demon answered his prayer. But he now the center one was the Lord Jesus Christ. Now he said, if you are the true God, if you are the living God, I am going to pray to you. Now you answer me with fire. He said, answer me if you are a true God. I read it in the Bible that Elijah prayed. He sent the fire from heaven. Now I am going to pray to you. If you are the living God, answer me. You know what happened? Immediately, God sent the fire from above and burned the whole prayer room. The whole prayer room was on fire. All the demons, pictures were all, you know, just burnt out. And he became a Christian, and the whole village accept the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Because he is a priest to the demons. So he was the one, you know, preaching about the demon. He was the one worshipping. Now, through the signs and wonders, he expected God to do the miracle. Immediately, God answered the prayer. See, that is the third ingredient. Then the fourth ingredient, I can tell you,
that 43 and 44. And said to his servant, go up now, look toward the sea. And he went up and looked and said, there is nothing. And he said, go again seven times. And it came to pass at the seventh time that he said, behold, there ariseth a little cloud out of the sea, like a man's hand. And he said, go up, say unto Ahab, prepare thy chariot and get thee down, that the rain stop thee not.
The fourth ingredient, I can tell you, you pray to God, till he answered. You must pray to him till he answer your prayer. The first ingredient, you must be a born again child. The second ingredient, you must believe that he is a promise keeping God. The third ingredient, you must expect in your prayer. The fourth ingredient, that you must pray till he answer the prayer. You know, a lady in our place, she prayed for her husband's salvation. You know how many days she prayed? Sometimes we may witness to a person. We may say, come to our fellowship. As my son said, you know, they'll come to our fellowship, but the demon will kick them out. Within 2 weeks, they'll go back. They will not be here. They'll be absent because the demons are not comfortable here. See? That's the main reason. Don't worry about the crowd, you know. We want to only follow the cloud of the Holy Spirit. See? So the fourth thing is, we must pray till he answers. The lady was praying. He's a business fellow. That's in Sivahasi. That's my wife's hometown. Multi-millionaires are living there. They're all Hindus. But the lady, somehow, she heard the gospel. She was, she's accept the Lord Jesus Christ. And she was praying for her husband. Not 1 year, not 2 years. 25 long years she prayed. 25 long years prayed. I saw that man. 25 long years she prayed. While she was praying? She was praying on the upstairs. When her husband used to have a nap in the afternoon, 2 to 3, her husband would be, you know, taking a little rest. She'll be praying that 2 to 3 in the afternoon, kneeling on the terrace. It's a hot sun, but she had a faith, and she prayed not for 1 year or 2 years, 25 long years. And after 25 long years, the fellow accepted the Lord Jesus Christ at the age of 60. I don't know whether he may pass away now. Why I am telling you, pray. Today, one ingredient is missing in the church is prayer time. We don't have time for prayer. How much time we take to pray? We have all the seminar, we have so much, you know, all the teaching and this and that, but we don't have a quiet time with God. See, God wants to talk to you through the word, and when you pray, you are talking to God. So pray till he answers. With one testimony, I will finish this one. Pastor has seen, Brother Ben has seen in my church, I have a janitor. His name is Amos. He is a family man with 2 kids. He was with me for about 15 long years. And the people from West Acres Baptist Church, they came to, 4 years ago, they came to have a healing crusade, a gospel crusade, not a healing crusade, gospel crusade. So this fellow was preparing the big ground. He was preparing. It was about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. The sun was so hot. And at that time, I was in my home. I had a phone call. They said, Amos had a heart attack. Then I said, take him to the hospital. So my friend was there, the doctors in the town, they're all my good friends. So they took him to the hospital. He was lying down with a pain, severe pain. He said, Pastor, I cannot bear the pain. Please pray for me. Then the doctor came. My friend came and he tested him and said, within 10 minutes, he's going to die. So I don't have all this sophisticated equipment or the tools. So take him to the specialist, heart specialist. You know, in India, don't imagine all the things like your country. So we took him to another man. He was lying down on a small, you know, bench. We call it a small table. Just a rotten bench. He was lying down. Then the doctor came. He rushed inside the patient room. I was holding my Amos head like that. It was about when he arrived and tested, and he said, he's dead. Amos is dead. So he passed away in my hand. Said that happened on Tuesday. The Friday we are going to have the gospel crusade, and we are going to say that Jesus is the true living God. He can raise even the dead people. He can, you know, heal the sick people. That's the one we are going to preach. But today, you know, on Tuesday, the man is, you know, he has passed away in my hand. So doctor said, take the body home back. I said, no, I'm going to pray. I'm going to bind the spirit of death, that the demon of Carly have no power over my worker. So I'm going to pray and believe. You do the thing. Give him an electric shock. So the doctor, you know, said, I'm going to do that on your word. I'm not going to do that on my strength. I'm going to do that on your word. And when I was praying in tongues and binding the demon, you have no power over my worker, you know, Christian worker, in the name of Jesus. Leave him right now. He gave the shock. Then the boy became alive. Then the doctor said, watch him for 10 more minutes. If the heartbeat, you know, just goes back, I cannot help him the second time. Then I was watching the monitor. It was just beeping like that. Then after 10 minutes, again, his heart stopped. He is dead. He said, second time he is dead, Pastor. Oh, you know, I said, no, I'm going to pray till my God answer my prayer. Then the third time he gave the shock, he became alive. Now he is working for the Lord. 4 years hale and healthy now in India. Why I'm telling, I'm not, you know, superior or a superman like, you know, like anybody else. I'm like you, an ordinary man. But I want to encourage you all. You pray to God till he answer your prayer. Don't leave him, because he is your daddy. He's not only God, he is my daddy. I have all the access. I have all the privilege to call him as my daddy and say, Daddy, you must do this. You know, when my son used to ask me anything, I'll do it for him because he is my son. The same way you have that kind of privilege today. So Elijah was a man like you, but he excels in all things. Why? Because he knows till God answers the prayer, he will not stop. So I would all encourage you to pray and bind the demons, and also the sickness, the root cause for all the sickness is the demons. We know that. You know, I used to preach in all the Baptist church. Now only I'm a Pentecostal today. In all the Baptist churches, when I see the bulletin, they have kidney cancer, lung cancer, you know, all kinds of cancer. They have a list. See, I used to tell them, people, you don't know how to fight against the enemy. You are fighting against the flesh and blood. But God has given you to fight against the demons above. You have the power from third heaven. You don't know the value of it. You know the cancer is a demon of unforgiveness. So pray and believe God will answer them. You know, even in the Pentecostal churches, if I would say Asmodeus demon, they ask me, what is that? That is a marriage-breaking spirit. In 1940s, the Asmodeus demon was poured upon American families. That's why we have 60% of the American families, they have single parents. Why? Because the demons are there and the fathers are not standing in the gap and binding the demon. Why? Because they don't know the value of it. They don't know the power behind it. Because I belong to the kingdom of God. I am a son of God. And I would encourage you all. You are all so special to God. You are the chosen generation. Pray to God. He will answer you. Could you all please stand with me? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Where is the brother? Make me more like. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Ura bashankara luryanka bababa. Ura bashan. Make me more like thee. Jesus, make me more like thee. Give me a heart that fills with love and make me more like thee. Today this should be your motive and attitude, my dear brothers and sisters. You ask him to make me more like him. Today people want to see Jesus in your life, in your action, in your speech. So ask God to make him in his image. Make me more like thee, Jesus, make me more like thee. Give me a heart that fills with love and make me more like thee. Give me a heart that fills with love and make me more like thee. Ummai polako Yesuve, ummai polako ullathai anbal nirappiyennai ummai polako. Father, I come to you. Now, Lord, I pray for my dear brothers and sisters in the name of Jesus Christ. They are struggling with finances, Lord. Lord, I come against the demon of poverty in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. They are struggling to meet their bills, Lord. They don't know where to go, where to buy. But Lord, you are our source. Now this morning, Lord, I pray and believe in the name of Jesus. Our God will supply all our needs according to his riches in glory through Jesus Christ, Lord. So you are the only supplier today. Now I pray for each and every one who are struggling for finances, Lord. It is because one thing I can see, Lord, they don't pay their tithe and offering properly, Lord. They are not handling their finances, Lord. So Lord, help them to manage and to be a better stewards of their money, Lord. Lord, I pray against the demon of poverty. You have no power over my brothers and sisters in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, I pray over all the families. Now the strong man appointed over each and every family. I come against your spirit in the name of Jesus. You have no power in the name of Jesus. I nullify the strong man in the name of Jesus. I apply the blood right now. I pour the blood in each and every home in the name of Jesus. I cast them out right now in the name of Jesus with the power that you have given unto me, Lord, from the third heaven authority, Lord. I pray and believe in the name of Jesus. In the coming days, let them all be a soul winner, Lord. Many people are hurting today. They are fighting with their parents. They are fighting with their husband and wife are fighting. The children are fighting. Now I come against those spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. The spirit of strife, the spirit of anger, I come against you right now in the name of Jesus Christ. The spirit of pride, the spirit of strong man, I come against you right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, release them, Lord. And let them know that you are a loving Father. And be with us, Lord. And direct us, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. I want to thank everyone for your gracious offering. Praise the Lord. We had an offering from our here, brother, $655. Praise the Lord. Let's give the Lord a clap offering for that. Hallelujah. That'll certainly help out. Lord, we thank you for this word. I pray, Lord, it would go into our spirits. I thank you that you've confirmed through our brother, without him knowing it, the very thing you've been speaking to me, that you want us to stand and pursue you and seek your face, however long it takes to see the release of your power of healing and deliverance. We thank you for confirming that word and direction in our church, Lord. And we just pray a blessing now, protection for all of us this week. Lord, we can go forth and live out the life of Jesus. And everybody said, amen. God bless you. You're dismissed. Go in peace. We will see you.